Greetings, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. I want to pick up where I left off from our last podcast. If ever there was a time to consider making significant changes in the practice of architecture, design, engineering, and construction, now is that time. Fundamentals are in question. Status quo is irrelevant. Prior standards just might not be applicable coming out of the COVID-19 period. Accepted industry dysfunction is not only ridiculous, it's just plain old ignorant. Change is inevitable. Some change is the result of the regular passage of time, while other change, by episodic catalyst, alters and shifts reality towards a radical new reality. This current reality is demanding change. There's no subtle suggestion, no quiet urging. All that's occurring is screaming at ever-escalating volume. Fundamental changes are required. How you think about leadership must change. How you set performance expectations must change. How you think and speak and act regarding value must be redefined. Basic, rock-bottom questions like, what is our purpose, must be asked and grappled with. Well, I gotta tell you, we're growing increasingly disturbed by what we're observing in various postures being taken by industry professionals and leadership teams. Some are in denial that this current disruption is anything different from the historically cyclical economic downturns of the past. Many in this category have consciously stuck their heads in the sand as an escapist gesture. They're holding their breath, hoping all of this will blow over and we can all get back to the old normal. Others are revenue-focused, deceiving themselves that things haven't changed in any meaningful way. They're working hard, stacking up billable hours and wondering what everybody's upset about. The delusion is that they're working off backlog accumulated in 2019 and not paying intentional attention to the fact their 2020 business development efforts are yielding very little, which will have them arriving in January 2021 with an atrophied backlog, with too many people, and not half the work they had a year earlier. Well, the next category of change resistance is a bit more subtle. Some firms have taken into consideration, well, just maybe some changes might be necessary. They formed various working groups, task forces, to explore what might be done or reimagined. By and large, these are focused on preservation tactics, nuances to their already ineffective ways and means, rather than the hard work of authentic transformation. Improvement is not enough. Partial remodeling is insufficient for the challenge. Even innovation will fall short of what's necessary in this period. Ours is a call back to the drawing board, or whiteboard, if you so prefer. It requires us to ask many questions and to consciously silence our own fear-based biases as responses. Design Intelligence worked with several organizations over the past few years, coming alongside each of them to structure new strategies for growth, sustainability, and positive impact. But we're the first to state that any and all of these plans must be seriously reviewed. Some will have to be meaningfully edited to align with the new realities none of us could have anticipated occurring in such rapid succession. Strategy, by nature, is organic, meaning it adapts to the space and place of the market and pivots accordingly. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to pivot. Now is the time to stride with intelligent awareness into this new reality. Now is the time to take this message of reinvention seriously. This multidimensional crisis will not pass quickly. This will not just end one day here, the next day gone. It's critical that we understand this and act accordingly. We're here to help, to support, guide, provoke, and when necessary, direct. Design Intelligence is dedicated to the reinvention of the built environment industry. We hope you are too. Until next time, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.